Hey there, I am so excited to let you know that my upcoming book, Building Your Money Machine, is available for pre-order. Now, you might say, why do I want a pre-order book that I'm not going to get until June 11th, 2024, when it comes out? Here's why. First off, it's going to get you access to a whole handful of wealth resources that you can't get anywhere else. They will go away. These are special resources, trainings and tools and templates that allow you to implement them into your life, to get financial freedom started in your life. The whole idea behind this book is to light the path to financial freedom so you get the chance to live a life of choice, not a life of need. To be able to choose what you do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it with. And yet we seem to not want to talk about financial freedom or money or wealth because we demonize it. But the fact is that it's just a tool. And if we use the tool correctly, we have a richer lifestyle, but we have a deeper impact. People's lives are better. And I want to have that conversation. And I want to have it frankly. I want to have it openly. I want to give you the step-by-step process to get yourself the financial freedom. And that's what this book does for you. It's about getting your money to work harder for you than you did for it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to yourmoneymachinebook.com. Check out the wealth resources that you get for free, but they're going to expire. So you need to pre-order the book today, put your information in, and then we'll make sure that we get you the resources to get you on the road and on the path to financial freedom. And until I get a chance to see you on the road or see you on that path, always, always strive to live a life that outlives you. See you soon. Hey there, Mel Abraham here, the author of the number one best-selling book, The Entrepreneur Solution, the founder of Thoughtpreneur Academy, where we teach you how to brand yourself as an influencer and market leader so you can have greater impact, more income, and more freedom. And welcome to this episode of The Entrepreneur Solution Show, where in this episode, we're going to kind of continue on this journey of being an influencer. And in this one specifically, we're going to talk about how do you create a killer program, something that builds in transformation results for the people that buy it, attend it, use it, learn from you, and digest your content. So we'll talk about the killer program paradigm, and I'm going to give you a tool in the action guide called the Program Focus Builder, and you can download that by going to melabraham.com/session091, or if you're not at your computer, just text me, you know it. My Legacy, 38470. My Legacy is one word, no spaces, to 38470. I'll send you the download link of the action guide. We'll talk about it in this episode. Let's get into it now. So here's the thing. Why do we want to create a killer program? I mean, there's a lot of people out there doing seminars and online courses, and they're doing live video on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and podcasts all over the place, and there's a ton of it out there. How do you stand out? How do you stand out? How do you build in transfer? How do you get results for the people that are part of it? How do I build the things that I'm doing? And I think there's a process to it. But I think before we get into this, is to really understand why this is so important to get right. Because if I'm going to be out there as an influencer, if I'm going to be out there to be that expert, that person, that go-to person in the marketplace that solves challenges, solves problems, helps them with their frustrations, aggravations, and challenges in that process, I got to get it right. Because if I don't get it right, here's what happens. There's no one that has attention with us. They're bored to tears. They don't even notice us, that we got no eyeballs. And we talked about that in the last episode of needing to get eyeballs. So we don't get their attention. And if we don't get their attention, there is no demand. I mean, our tables are empty. The streets are empty. The phone's not ringing. The emails aren't coming in. The sales aren't coming in. No one's there. So I've got a whole bunch of content and I got nowhere to deliver it. No one to deliver it to. So there is no demand. And ultimately, if there's no demand, we can't improve other people's lives. They're still sinking. They're drowning. They're struggling and they're frustrated. And they're in search for the solution that maybe you have. The tools, the tactics, the strategies, the things that you can give them to improve their lives. I know you've heard it before, that my belief is that as a thoughtpreneur, as an entrepreneur, the sole purpose of bringing products, services, and things to market is to improve the human condition. And if there is no attention and no demand, we can't improve the human condition. Here's the cool thing, though. When we get this right, man, it changes everything. Because what ends up happening is that there becomes this intense focus on us, that we get the attention of our marketplace. We get the attention of the right qualified leads. We get the attention of the consumers. We get the attention of the audience, the people that are sitting in our audience, if it's a live program that we're doing, or the people that are on the other side of the camera, such as yourself, or someone that's in the Facebook groups or on LinkedIn. We get their focus. We get their attention. They give us the time to digest the knowledge, the information that that we have. And with that intense focus, we end up finding that we're in demand, that people are searching for us, that they need our stuff, and they're coming to our trainings, they're taking our programs, they're using our programs, they're getting results in the process. And that becomes the key, is that ultimately we're serving at the highest level. We're shifting their behavior. We're shifting their lives, and their lives improve. So that's why this is important. So if we're going to do this, what are the key principles, the key things that you need to do or you need to know to bring it to life? Well, there's a couple things I want you to know in order to do this correctly, to create that killer program, whether it's live, whether it's online, whether it's digital, whether it's some hybrid of it. What do you need to know? And the first thing is this, is that insights drive transformation. I know you've heard me talk about this before. Information has no value. Information is a commodity now. It's, you know, when you have a billion searches a month on Google, you've got 40,000 searches every second on Google. It's not information that drives value. It's the transformation that drives value. And that transformation is driven by insights. Your ability to interpret the information out there and put it in someone's life so it makes a difference. That's the key behind all of that. And so the first thing is to understand that your insights, your distinct, unique insights, drive the transformation, which drives the value because it drives the results. The second thing to understand is that when you create feelings, when you create an experience and we stir feelings in our audience, whether they're sitting there live in the audience or whether they're sitting on the other side of the video screen or the camera, or they're digesting it by having it us in their ears and in a podcast, whatever it is, or they're reading it in a book like they did with The Entrepreneur Solution, that the feelings that we generate deepen the retention of the lessons and the insights that you bring to them. And so we need to create feelings in them, not just logic, not just information. And the other thing I want you to think about is this, is that action steps will lead to results. It's really easy to talk about theoretical and conceptual stuff, to be talking about things up in the clouds of what could be, what's possible, and everything. It's never going to get them results. It's going to get their head in the clouds. It's going to get them excited, but it's never going to get them results. The only thing that's going to get them results is giving them the action steps that are necessary to bring it to life. And so remember, as you build the programs, as you create your live programs, your online programs, whatever it is, to consider these things, to realize that I got to figure out what my unique insights are. And in Thoughtpreneur Academy, we have some unique ways to capture them. The ones that will drive the transformation, that interpret the information that landed in their lives. I need to create an experience for them. I need to create feelings and allow that so they retain it and they go use it. And then I got to give them the action steps to go get the results. So how do we do this as we start to build this out? Well, what I use is something called the killer program paradigm. And this is my framework. Again, it's a framework. We're going to do some drawing again. I'm going to build this out for you on my iPad. But it's a framework that I think when you understand the elements of it and you bring this to bear in the programs that you're putting together, it will allow you to make it an experience. It will allow you to build in the feelings, to give them the action steps, and to get the results in that process. So why don't we jump to the iPad? Let's do some drawing, all right? let me move you into the killer program paradigm. Here's the thing. As we talked about this before, one of the first things that this program is all about is going to be education. Let me just zoom in so we can write it here. Education. So obviously, if they're coming to us for training, we got to educate them. We got to give them some education, which revolves around what we were talking about, the insights. So it's not just about data. It's about the interpretation and the application of that data. There's a very different thing from just education and application. So we're going to need to get them to the point of application. Otherwise, we're never going to get a shift or a change. So the first part of it is to make sure that what you have is educational and that you're giving insights on how it can be applied. The second thing to understand is that it's important to create, as I said, an experience for them. Hey, people don't want to just go to a live event and just be talked to or talked at. They want to experience it. They want to immerse themselves. They want to create the experience. So what it does is it creates feelings inside. And remember, the feelings inside are what's going to allow you to retain it better. They'll retain some of it, but if they have this great experience, they're going to retain a lot more. So what are you doing in your trainings to create an experience, whether it's tangible, whether it's sending them something, whether it's interacting, whether it's Q&A? What kind of experience are you creating? And then the last piece, and this is what I find is one of the things that a lot of folks mess up on when they're creating their programs, and that is they give them the education, they give them valuable information. They, in fact, even create an experience, but they don't give them a pathway to execution. So what I need is I need to make sure that what I give them is a step-by-step execution plan that allows them to take action. That's the key behind creating a killer program. So the key to having a killer program are these three things: education, experience, and execution. Because when we get these correct and right, ultimately what we end up with is we create the transformation we're looking for, the change, the shift, the things that they're looking for in the process. So this is the key behind really building something out. And if we do this right, we get the education piece right, and we get the experience piece right. In other words, we build on their feelings, we give them insights. What ends up happening is they assimilate or identify with it. And when they identify with something, it becomes part of them, and that keeps them in the game with you. The other side of that is that when I educate them and I give them the execution plan, I give them the steps to take action, that gives them clarity. So gives them clarity of what they need to do. The problem is that if I give them a bunch of information, they may still not know what they need to do. So what we need to simply do is, here's the 10 steps, here's the 5 steps, here's the 3 things that I need you to do right now to move you forward. And then when we create the experience and the execution, the plan in place, and they feel it and they go do it, what starts to spark in them is their passion. And so that's the model. That's the framework that I'm looking through. That's the lens that I look through when I'm trying to create a killer program. And it's what I call the killer program paradigm. Here's the thing that I want you to do. So I want you to think about, if you're going to go out there to do a video, if you're going to go out there to do a training, if you're going to do a live event, are you hitting on all these points? Education, experience, and execution. Because if you're not, you're not going to get the transformation that you need. Now, I've got something for you that's going to help you build this out in a way that is going to be helpful. You need to be able to download the action guide. to bring it home to you so you can use it. It's called the Program Focus Builder. Why I call it the Focus Builder is because I think we need to focus on a couple of things. When we do this, you get a chance to decide how you want to build. Now, it could be, like I said, when you look at it, it's on the left-hand side. It could be a digital program. It could be a live program, or it could be a hybrid, a combination of both. I do a lot of hybrid programs. I do a lot of live, a lot of speaking, a lot of video, online. So one of the things you need to understand is, okay, so how many training units or modules am I going to have? When I say training units, that means that maybe I'm doing a three-day live program, and I'm going to have 9 different training units in there, 9 different, if you will, sequences or points that I really want to make. So how many modules? You got to decide. And here's my advice. Don't pack too many. Less is more. What are the most important things that your audience needs to know now to get the transformation? Don't worry about the rest of the stuff you know. We'll give that to them later. So let's just focus on the depending on the time you have, the 1, the 2, the 3, the 5 things they need to know now to move them forward. Once they get there, we'll give them another couple things to move forward. So you can look at this in this way. So one of the things to ask when you use this focus builder, you'll see that it asks, okay, what's the outcome you want for your audience? What do I want them to be, feel, or understand on the other side of this when they get done with it? The second thing to consider is that what do I want the audience's experience to feel like? If I'm just going to go in there and not intentionally define what the experience is like, that I'm not going to have any consistency. So I want to be very intentional. So when you come to my live programs, there are certain videos, there's certain music, there's certain setup, there's certain things that we do that are part of the client experience that become part of your brand. And I think that we need to orchestrate those with intention. Then in order to get them the outcome that they want, I always ask, what are the frameworks they need to know and understand to get that experience and that outcome? Then the next question that you'll ask in this and answer in this is, what activities will bring your insights to life? If they're simply just sitting there staring at you lecturing, it's not going to bring it to life. When you build your programs, you'll see that I focus on, all right, there's a portion of the program that's a teaching portion. There's a portion of the program that's a building portion. And there's a portion of the program that's a doing portion. That gets them involved. That gets you to be able to teach, them to be able to co-create, and them to go create it on their own. So what activities do you want to do? What exercises, tools, templates, things that do you need them to do to bring that to life? Then what tools can you give them to make it easier or faster for them to do it? And then the last thing is this. Remember I said it needs to have an action plan. It needs to be executionable and actionable. So what are the action steps that you're going to ask them to take? What are the next things they need to do? Just list them out. It's as simple as, so here's the 3 things I need you to do when you go home. 1, 2, 3. And that gives them the recipe that allows them to go forward and do the things that they need to do to get the transformation that your program is promising. So here's the deal. Get really clear on the killer program paradigm. Understand the 3 components of it there. Use the focus builder to build out your programs. It's going to get you focused. Now there's a lot more that goes into building programs and building content and doing that, but this is the beginning of it at least. At least we get you in the game in a different way. This is how many of the top people in our industry, whether it's a Seth Godin or Simon Sinek or Brendan Burchard or, you know, all of us use these kinds of tools to really make sure that we're gonna get the experience, the education, and the execution, and the results, and transformation, ultimately, for our clients, our customers, and our audience in that way. So I hope that you found this of value to you. I hope that you'll go out there, you'll take this, you'll go serve your customers, your clients, at the absolute highest level. So if you haven't done so already, download the action guide. Go to melabraham.com/session091. If you're not, again, if you're not by your computer, just text me my legacy, one word, no spaces, to 38470. I'll make sure you get the download link. And do me a favor, 2 favors. Make sure you subscribe. Subscribe, hit the button now. Yes, now. and share this. Let's get it out there. I would be blessed. I would be honored if you would share it with a friend. So do me a favor, subscribe, share it. And last thing, if I can serve you, if I can support you, if you have questions on this or anything else that I'm doing, or things in your business or building your practice or getting yourself positioned as that influencer in your market space, go to askmelnow.com. Leave me your question. Leave me the challenge, the frustration, the thing you're dealing with, and let's get it on one of these episodes. That way I can mentor you and give you the tools that can help you accelerate your success. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of the Entrepreneur Solution Show. And until then, may your vision be grand, your journey epic, and your legacy significant. See you soon. Cheers. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you subscribe so you get access to all of Mel's business and success tips. And if you like this episode, share it with a friend. If you have a specific business or success question, you can ask it at www.askmelnow.com. Remember, it's all about being bold, dreaming big, and living life your way. Because the world needs you. Until the next episode, may your vision be grand, your journey epic, and your legacy significant.